Ladies and gentlemen, we are watching Bible prophecy unfold right before our very eyes, and far too many Christians are not paying attention to it. I'm James Lasher with Charisma Media. If you have been following our channels, then you know we have already touched on the importance of the red heifer from a biblical and prophetic end times perspective. If you have not, then this may sound absolutely insane, but there has now been built in Israel a massive altar for the ceremony of the red heifer sacrifice. This is the reality taking place in the world today. To clarify, no, we as Christians do not believe that anyone's sins can be absolved by the sacrifice of a red heifer. Jesus atoned for our sins, and His is the only blood that holds that wonder-working power. However, the ceremony that is gearing up to take place in Israel, possibly very soon, is an event that, according to the Bible, will have to take place as a marking of the end times. That event is the sacrifice of a red heifer to allow the Jewish people to consecrate themselves according to their beliefs and customs. This will be a monumental event, and you can almost guarantee it will be live streamed in some form, and it will have worldwide ramifications. There are currently 4 red heifers that meet the purity qualifications for this ceremony to take place, and there has been land bought on the Mount of Olives east of the Temple Mount by one Rabbi Ishtak Mamo, so that the sacrifice may take place looking toward what is believed to be the Holy of Holies. People around the world are taking notice. Even CBS, a secular media corporation that is not Christian or Jewish in any way, shape, or form, did an entire segment on the red heifers. Believe the voices that are telling you. These animals are important to the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. The mixture of the sacrificed heifer that includes hyssop, cedar wood, and crimson wool is used to purify the Jewish temple, as well as every aspect of worship within the temple, because a priest must first be purified before performing any of the ancient Jewish rituals. Let's take a look at Daniel 9:27. This verse discusses the end times and is often attributed to the Great Tribulation, and that halfway through, in the middle of the week, he, being the Antichrist, will bring an end to sacrifice and offering. The implication of this is that there is a third temple for sacrifices and offerings to be performed at, as there was in the days of the Bible, both Old and New Testaments. On top of this revelation delivered to Daniel, it specifically says that these events will be taking place. How can you stop sacrifices or offering if they are not actively being performed? And now, the red heifers that are needed to begin this entire end times process are not only in Israel with an altar constructed for their ceremony, but they are beginning to come of age as well, meaning the clock is ticking for the eventual ceremony. We also know that there are evil forces in the world who are trying to stop this sacrificial ceremony from taking place. Around the 100-day mark of the October 7th massacre that saw the Hamas terrorist group brutally slaughter more than 1,200 Israelis, a spokesman for Hamas shocked the world when he listed some of the reasons for the attack. In the message, he is quoted as listing one of the reasons for the massacre as the bringing of red cows as an application of a detestable religious myth designed for aggression against the feelings of an entire nation in the heart of its Arab identity. Hamas knows what the red heifers means, and it terrifies them and the entire Muslim world. With the ability to purify priests and resume temple services again, the next potential step in the end times process becomes shockingly clear, and that is the building of the third temple in Israel. All of this war, all of this fear around the world, the growing anti-Semitism, the growing darkness, it all points back to Israel, the focal point of God's prophetic clock. Now understand that no one knows the exact time frame of God's plans for the end times, and certainly not the day that Jesus returns. And anyone who says they do is lying to you. The Lord is sending us signs and is imploring us to be ready and to pay attention to what is going on in the world around us. This call for readiness and to be looking for the return of Jesus is a biblical command that too many have abandoned. The parable of the 10 virgins shows what happens to those not ready for the return of the King. And in the meantime, we are to be growing His kingdom, telling the world about the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. When Jesus is discussing the parable of the fig tree, He references, "When you see all these things," we must be watching and paying attention to see what is happening in the world around us. In Matthew 24:42, Jesus Himself says to the disciples, "Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming." We are called to watch. So in these accelerated times, let's pay attention to the world around us. Let's pray for wisdom and discernment while staying rooted in the Word of God so that we may not be deceived by false teachings and lies of the devil. Let's fast and pray for a repentant spirit over the earth so that many around the world will accept the salvation that Jesus Christ offers to all. Remember, Jesus taught that those who were not watching for the bridegroom's return, those who were not ready, did not take part in the wedding ceremony. In fact, at the end of that parable, Jesus repeated Himself in Matthew 25:13, nearly the exact same command that He gave in Matthew 24:42, saying, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor hour in which the Son of Man is coming." I'm James Lasher with Charisma Media. God bless you.